Proclamation number 5238 of 21st of October, 1951. Submission of the will. Taking up residence of God in the heart. Receive me into your hearts, and from now on you will no longer be alone. From now on you will no longer be responsible for your thoughts and actions. For it is I myself who now guides and impels you to think and act according to my will. Once you have established the connection with me, once you have purified your heart through loving activity and accepted me myself within you, you will not be able to live any other way than according to my will, for then it will have completely entered you, i.e., your will have subordinated itself to mine, and you will live entirely within my eternal order. You will not be able to sin, thus you will no longer be able to transgress against me. Only love achieves this. Only love for me lets you think and act as it is pleasing to me. For love only wants what is good. Love wants to subordinate itself. It wants to please. It wants that which gives pleasure to the object of love. But love for me is already present when the human being shows love to his neighbor, for all love is divine which expresses itself unselfishly, and this love should be practiced until it reaches the degree that I myself take possession of the human being's heart, that I myself thus take abode in him. But then you will have reached the aim on earth. You will have found unity with me, and you will no longer need to fear anything because your Father is with you and you are now entirely under his care. Yet I cannot stay with you against your will. You must open the door for me yourselves. You must make your heart receptive for me. You must shape it in accordance with my return, and all this only comes about through love. I can only dwell where love is. And therefore I make the transformation of your nature the first condition if you still carry self-love in you beforehand, and this is not allowed to have room where I want to dwell. I want to possess your whole heart without restriction in order to then also be able to be your guide and protector in your walk through the earth valley. But then your life will be beautiful and easy. Then I will be your constant companion. You will never be lonely, and you need only ever trustingly hand yourselves over to me in order to always be guided correctly until the end of your earthly life, until I can then accept you into my kingdom which is not of this world. Until I can lead you into blissful realms where you will likewise be united with me, yet be able to create and work as blissful spiritual beings according to my will, which will then also be yours again, because the union with me signifies the same will and the same thinking, and only ever increases your degree of bliss. I want to rule in and over you, and you shall feel happy in this rule because you recognize my love, and you yourselves glow in ardent love for me, which makes you the most blissful creatures, the true children of your Father, whom you now remain forever. Amen.